Good morning. It's 16 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and happy to have in the studio with us this morning, or I should say with me, I guess. There aren't more than one of me. A bunch of folks from the Mardi Gras celebration that's coming up, and that is part of the, of course, Greater Sitka Arts Council, and the Executive Director, Sarah Laurie, is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
And also one of the instructors, Susan...
Bronlin?
Okay, I was looking on my piece of paper for the phonetic spelling of that. I'm sorry. Susan Bronlin is teaching art aerobics, so we'll hear more about that. And then, of course, Ted Howard is in for the music part of Mardi Gras. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Chris.
And I'm not sure why, but...
Oh, there we go.
There
good
we
morning,
go.
Chris.
Oh, that's way better. Yeah. Got to turn those mics on, I guess, don't we? So anyway, Mardi Gras is, I believe you said, Sarah, in its eighth year.
Yep, this is the eighth annual Mardi Gras Arts and Music Festival.
And for those of us or folks in the community that are new or not really sure what that means, give us a little brief description of what Mardi Gras is.
So it's an annual event, and it generally lasts about 2 weeks. And it's just a celebration, kind of in the vein of Mardi Gras, you know, sort of looking a little bit towards spring. We can see the light, and it offers all kinds of different classes and different music events and the wearable arts, of course, and yeah, just all sort of different programs to get people out and celebrating the season and the community.
And it like you say, it lasts for a couple of weeks, so there's just a huge variety of workshops and classes and events. And let's see, I guess we could just start with the music side of things, Ted.
Well, the first event coming up is a concert this Friday at the Loft with Joe, Jen, and Peter. And that's the tickets are selling briskly. There are just a few left. It's $10. The tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books. And they tell me that they've written some songs especially for this concert, and they're doing some numbers that have never been performed before in Sitka by them. So they're the part of the best wedding band in Sitka, and best band in Sitka, I think. But anyway, they're going to be doing an acoustic set, and there's also. During the gallery walk, which Sarah will talk about later, there are a number of musicians playing in the galleries. And so you can look at your art, buy some art, listen to some good music, and have a little snack. And that's going to be March 13th. And the following day, March 14th, is the singer-songwriter grind. That's going to be at the Performing Arts Center, I think. Yeah,
yes.
I think it's on the schedule it says Community House, but it's going to be at the Performing Arts Center. And that's the monthly grind is the variety show, but this one is geared towards singers, songwriters, people who've written their own songs or performing their own songs. And also, there's the ongoing Monday jams at the Loft.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of stuff.
This sounds quintessential Sitka.
Yeah.
Absolutely, musically. Well, thank you, Ted Howard, who's also a board member of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. And there's a new, at least one new workshop that I haven't ever seen before. But talk about the workshops a little bit, Sarah.
Okay, yeah. So this year we have two workshops aside from Susan's art aerobics that we're offering. We're going to be doing a cake baking and decorating class that's going to be led by Allison Bain. It is on Saturday and Sunday, March 7th and 8th. And that will involve, she's actually going to make a cake for you. You're going to get to take this cake home and eat it. But she's going to be teaching you about decorating. So using buttercream frosting and then also fondant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll be learning a lot. And then you also get to take a cake home. Oh, and materials are included. The cost is $80 for that.
Okay. And is there a limit? So if people want
10, yeah.
Yeah,
10
okay.
people. Yep. So,
and do people, if people want to sign up, do they call you?
Yeah. Best thing to do is just call me at 738-5234. And let me just throw the website out there now because it has our complete schedule and actually with some additions and changes like the Performing Arts Center for the Grind. That is at www.thinkartthinksitka.com, and that's got all this information on
okay.
there. Yeah.
Very good.
Second workshop, that is actually has a name change. It's now a three-dimensional wall art workshop with Kara Jane Murray. She's a contemporary folk artist here in Sitka. Again, it's going to be on Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th. And that involves a linoleum block, basically. And then she's going to help you make your own design and then carve it. And then rather than printing, you hang the actual block on the wall as a unique art piece.
Oh, okay.
So, again, call me for times. And that the cost on that is $60. But
okay. So yeah. Those are the two-day workshops.
Yes.
So there's a little bit more time commitment than
yes.
just strolling through a gallery.
But exactly.
Yeah, okay. But I can't wait to ask Susan about the art aerobics, okay? I'm visualizing, you know, exercising while you're painting. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, well, kind of. What it is it's a kind of an, this is its second time going, second year in existence. It's kind of a borrowed idea from a San Diego art gallery. And I thought it would be kind of fun new venue. It's kind of to release your inner artist. So there's loud music, but not too crazy loud. It's just to get that energy flowing to help you get that creative thing. There's a lot of fun, different mediums, ways of approaching the mediums to kind of play around with things that maybe you wouldn't do in your nice home, but here you can get really messy because we've got a huge tarp on the ground and Visqueen over the wall, so
oh.
you can just fling the paint and have fun, release that stress that's been built up all day. And it is part of the Art Gallery Walk this year, which is on Friday, March 13th, and it's at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And there is a fee for materials and the room rental, and that's $15. And if they want to call me, they can call at 747-3183. We had a few people turn out last year. It was a lot of fun. They actually, because it was just a small group of people, they got to do more than one. But the idea is to have one, and there'll be some refreshments served, and just come and have some fun as you begin the art walk. And there's plenty of parking at the Hames Center, so it's going to be on the SJ. It's going to be at the Yaw Center, on the Art Center classroom, okay. On the
so
Fine Arts campus.
It sounds like you could go to that class or that extravaganza.
You could start there.
And then do your artwork.
Yep. Ooh. You could start there and continue artwork or, you know, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So again, that's on the schedule that's posted online at the website there. Gosh, the 48-hour film festival's sign up is Friday.
Yes.
That kind of kicks it off, it looks like.
Yes,
on
that's
the schedule.
The first event, and that has been running for several years. So you sign up to create a film within 48 hours, not a 48-hour film, really.
Whoa!
And
I don't think Shannon would let that go.
Yeah. And the contact person for that is Van, and he's at 738-1074. So you create your film within 28 hours, and then they are 48 hours, excuse me. And then later on, are shown on Wednesday, March 11th at 6:30 p.m. the Coliseum Theater.
Okay. That's always a pretty popular activity there. And gosh, we've got the Fireweed Dancers, of course, the Runway Show on the 7th. And is it just one Runway Show or are they doing two this year?
No, we actually have two this year. Yeah, the Wearable Arts Runway Show and Extravaganza, 7 years running. We have the matinee at 3 p.m. and then 7 p.m. at the Centennial Building. Tickets are on sale now at Old Harbor Books, and sales are going briskly. So get down there and get your tickets. If I could just talk about the art walk too really quickly. We have different galleries and businesses open late to showcase new artwork. This is always a really fun social event and just a great way to spend your Friday the 13th walking around. There's refreshments and hors d'oeuvres and music usually at each gallery or business that's open. And I do have a list of those people. There's just a couple of additions this year. So we have Rio's Fisherman's Eye, the Homeport Eatery, Baranoff Realty will be participating this year, Sickie Sound Science Center, Old Harbor Books, Island Artist Gallery, Robertson's Gallery, and Sitka Rose. So that's all going to be going on downtown. So come and check it out with lots of new work will be shown. So
okay.
That's exciting.
There's just, seems like there's just about something for everybody.
Yes.
We're almost out of time. So I guess, do you want to just give the website and maybe your phone number like one more time?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay.
So this schedule, updated with hopefully every piece of information you need to know, is at www.thinkartthinksitka.com. You can call me, Sarah, 738-5234, and then also flyers and little papers you can pick up and take home with you will be peppered all around town for you to grab and take home.
Okay, great. We're starting to see a lot of posters around town, too, for the individual workshops and things, too. So, well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks, Chris.
Sarah Laurie from the Greater Sitka Arts Council, the, I guess I could say, new director. Kind of new.
Yeah, since August, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also Susan Bronlin, and she is going to be teaching the art aerobics class, and Ted Howard, board member on the Greater Sitka Arts Council, in to tell us about all the many, 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 many musical things happening.
There's nothing to do in Sitka.
Yeah, I know, it's so boring. just that reminder that the grind for the singer-songwriter grind will be at the Performing Arts Center, which is an unusual venue
right,
for.
Right.
So, all right, great. Well, thanks again, you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you,
Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.